All beings love their life. All beings want to be happy. All beings want to feel that they are a part of something, something great, something noble. Every living being is connected to every other living being. You are connected to the plants. When you walk in nature, you are connected to all the living beings around you, the animals, even the worms and the snails and the bugs, even the rocks. All life is a part of an interwoven, interconnected network. Because it all lies within consciousness, within awareness, everything is a part of the universal whole. Everything is a part of the one. There is no separation between you and all other living beings, because the consciousness that is you, that lives in your body, that knows your existence, is the same consciousness which knows the existence of all beings, the same self-aware experience. You, because of your evolution in the body you are inhabited, have the capacity to know that you exist and to reflect upon your existence. Many living beings are under the influence of the natural world, of Prakriti, of the natural world, because their mental capacity in the bodies that awareness has embodied in are incapable of the intellectual ability to self-analyze, to ask, who am I and why am I here? But you are very fortunate. You have that ability to ask these questions. There are those in human form who do not use this ability, and their existence is simple, but no more. They are using only their animal capacity, for this body that you inhabit is no different than other animal bodies. But the nervous system and brain of this body has reached a point in evolution where the capacity of self-reflection is there. So what defines you as human is not just that you stand up on two legs or that you have an opposing thumb, but that you have this capacity, this mental capacity, to self-reflect on your own awareness. Other animals, most do not have this. Though they feel as you feel, though they think, they hunt, but to reflect upon their life is not in their capacity. There are perhaps others who have this capacity. They may not look like you. They may not inhabit a form similar to yours, or they may. But what binds all beings together? What is this binding force? This self-aware beingness has certain qualities and characteristics when manifest. And one of them is this longing for the great. Every being has a longing for the great, a longing to become whole, to become one. That longing is fundamental, but it gets directed into survival of the physical body, into acquisition of that which brings pleasure, happiness, or safety into your life. But those things, much of which are grasped after, are transitory, and they fade away. But your capacity, your longing remains. This longing is for something more, something great. A happiness which cannot be taken away. And in the terms of life, love is the strongest force that is similar, that has that binding capacity. That yearning for wholeness, that is called love. When you meet someone whom you love and you look in their eyes and you feel your heart go out, you feel a unity. In sexual communion, there is a unity. Human beings search for this unity that breaks the loneliness of their individuality. This unity, this search for unity, this longing for unity, this is love. And the fulfillment of that is the fulfillment of love. It is wholeness. And so you have a choice in life. You can seek power. You can seek control over others. You can seek physical wealth to meet all your physical needs. Or you can put your heart into seeking love, which is eternal, to finding the deep source of your being. Part of coming to that deep source of your being is serving others. When you give your heart to others and you work for their welfare, when you help others, the seeds of selfishness that can envelop the heart are burnt. You may think, oh, if I just do meditation day and night, that will be sufficient. But what happens is that you can become isolated in that, disconnected from life. Because the seeds of self-absorption envelop the heart. And so when you move outside of your own self and into the world around you with absolute love, you begin to see the needs, the pain, the joy, the life around you. And you begin to feel your connectedness with all life. And love grows in magnitude. love for all living beings, love for all those around you, love for humanity, love for the animals, love for the plants, and the desire to be an active part of life, connecting, serving. And in this way, karma yoga dissolves the seeds of selfishness. And love grows in magnitude. But without maintaining your sadhana, your connection to the infinite, the mind can become confused and you can be lost in the world. But when you maintain your connection to the infinite, you begin to see that all beings are the one being. The divine self, the infinite one, is everywhere in everyone. And that love is the currency of life. Love, life, truth, and joy are connected. Life abounds in the bird, in the tree, in the deer, in the wood, in the trees, in the leaves, in the vegetables in the garden. You are surrounded by life. Life is the expression of the love of the infinite, creatively manifest in form. All beings have that pure heart within them, that because all are part of that infinite self. Sometimes the purity in animals can be seen because they do not have the complexity of mind to harbor ill desires. Their minds are simple. And the plants, they grow with nature in a harmony with all life. People, because they can expand their mind and use it in different ways, can move out of harmony with life, can cause destruction. But they also have the capacity to shepherd life and to do great good. You have that capacity to shepherd life and to do great good. This life is fleeting in these bodies. One day you come into the world, a babe, helpless, dependent on your own family to help you, on your mother to feed you, to care for you. Then you learn to care for yourself, and you learn to care for others. And you become a part of the cycle of life. And then you grow older. And eventually these bodies fade from this world. But you remain a living, vital essence of being, as you always have been, the part that knows that you exist, that never fades. Your soul is immortal. Your essence moves from form to form. As you learn the lessons of life, until your love become so strong. Your awareness becomes so strong that you realize that there is no separation, that it is Maya, it is illusion that there is a difference, that awake, asleep, moving in the world, or sitting in the nature, it is the same. Alive in a body or without form, it is the same. Aware love, aware being, infinite grace and consciousness. That is the same, unchanging. That your essence has a home in pure being. And when your awareness truly becomes non-dual, truly becomes immersed in knowledge, deep love, that recognizes there is no difference, that change is an illusion on the surface of truth, which is immortal and unchanging, in form and without form. When you see truth only, then you are free. You are everywhere, in every being. You are truth. When you come to know the deep knowledge, that knowledge leads to a detachment, a lack of fear. You realize there is nothing to fear. The love which you are is all around you, within you, surrounding you. Fear is an illusion based on identity with form. Fear arises out of that. When you see the great love, and that's all you see, in the multitude of changing forms and in the silence of being, then you are free. What need to take another form when all forms are your form? When life itself is who you are, when love is what you are, when the aware consciousness, awareness, being is what you are. Then all fear flies away. And there is only truth. This is your destiny. Whether recognized in this life or another, it always has been, always will be, the truth, the same. Your eternal being does not change, and you are that eternal being.
Namaskar.